Sisters have always been able to style in hats. You got to be bold and have snap, the sport of hat. You got to have it and know where it is at. You have to stop, cock it to the side, check them out, and continue on with your stride.
Glenys Redman first became a teaching artist when she wanted to be more involved with poetry at the academic level while her children were in school. With a background in psychology and poetry, she sought to help individuals find their own voice.
I wanted to give away, I think, the art form that inspired me. So you live in a community and you want the community to be involved in the power of words.
Redman believes that poetry has the ability to give individuals a new perspective.
It's the answer for everything. I mean, you look at the world, you look at the news, it's insane. But there's still so much beauty going on. And I think that artists have a way of looking at beauty. They have a way of looking at struggle. And it's a way in that's not typical. So they're doorways, they're gateways for that we can become our best selves. That is what artists do. They give away the best part of themselves, and it makes us better as people and humans.
Redman feels that poetry and teaching is a vehicle to give back to the community.
When I was counseling, and I was a new counselor, and I didn't know if I was being effective, and someone just says, when you have something to give, give it away. And that's what I would say to teaching artists. That's what I would say to poets. Be bold. Speak your truth. Do your work, do the craft, and then just have some experiments. They're all experiments. It doesn't have to go perfectly, and you don't know when you're making an impact, but you may be planting a seed for somebody somewhere.
Redman believes that poetry comes from the most unlikely places, and that each person has something to say.
Poetry is even more necessary now than it's ever been, and I'm sure every generation feels that way. But I just feel our youth need to be empowered. It doesn't take much to ask somebody what they feel or what they think and then give them a tool and then just be willing to listen. I really think the future is with our youth when they rise up. Where kids live, a lot of times they'll say, oh, my town, there's nothing going on. And they're like, are you kidding? There's so much going on. I don't know what it is that our kids feel like they have a boring or clinical world that they live in. And I think we need to give them new lenses. And I think the arts, that's a great lens for them to look at life through.
Redman is known for creating safe spaces through her work as a community artist. During her workshops, she often starts with several poems of her own before moving on to build a structure for others to create their own poetry.
Being vulnerable is a really important thing, and then just listening when they talk and try to, pull them out, and then just create the space of, okay, now we're going to tell our truth. It's kind of powerful to me how a mundane place all of a sudden becomes sacred because we're truth-telling right now. We're going to say what's beautiful about the world. We're going to say what's hard about the world, and there might be some tears, and that's okay. Talk through your tears, because we don't have spaces like that.
Redman has felt the importance of expressing emotion through poetry in her work and life.
When I grew up, my mother would say, don't cry, or just forget about it. And those are kind of unhealthy things to do, is to suppress. And what I'm asking them to do is release.
With Utah Public Radio, I am Alyssa Robinson.